when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Try it, dream of furniture, dream that I can buy it, that fancy bed you prayed for, not only bought but paid for, dream we sign the lease, leave a small deposit, 3 1/2 rooms, with a walk-in closet. We'll ask the local jet set to dine on our dinette set. Right across the street there's a friendly bank. You make a friendly loan and the bank says thank you. Every Saturday we'll spend all our money, join the PTA, they will love you, honey, life will be frozen peaches and cream, baby, dream.
Well, if there were ever a Broadway score that was a dream come true, it was the music by Cy Coleman and the lyrics by Dorothy Fields for 1966, Sweet Charity. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only, and I stress only, NPR station. That was, of course, Tony Bennett leading us into what will be a wonderful, I hope, 54 minutes of the story of a girl who only wanted to be loved, Sweet Charity. As Sweet Charity had a very interesting genesis, it was the apotheosis project for Bob Fosse, director-choreographer, and his wife and muse, Gwen Verdon. They had seen a Federico Fellini film from 1957 called Knights of Cabiria, about a prostitute in Rome, and they crafted it around Gwen Verdon's immense and expansive talents and ratcheted down a little bit. I'm thinking of a musical with a prostitute back in 1966, so she became a dance hall girl. And we'll go through her life and time through many, many different singers. This score by Cy Coleman is just something else, with amazing lyrics by Dorothy Fields. So let us go. We're going to flip songs a little bit. We'll hear a little bit about Charity from Gwen Verdon herself. It's the second song she sings, but let's tee it up first so you get an idea of the great one and only Gwen Verdon.
Can I remember how this song and dance began? Yes, I can. Damn right I can. It began. Well, anyway, you see, there was this man who stopped and asked me if I knew which way was Lexington Avenue. He said, I'm going to Bloomingdale's. I said, I'm going to Bloomingdale's. So we hoofed it over to Bloomingdale's. He wanted to buy some jockey shorts. Then he said, Miss, would you like a cup of tea or maybe some 7-Up? I left the tip, picked up the tab for the jockey shorts and the taxi cab. He dropped me off and I burned. Boy, let that be a lesson to you. Lower the boom, girl, lower the boom. But what can you do when he knocks on your door? 'Cause they locked him out of his furnished room. So he moves in. He moves in with his jockey shorts and a paper bag, nothing else. He needs toothpaste and a toothbrush and pajama tops. He needs razor blades, a razor, and a comb, several. He needs sistering and brothering and fathering and mothering. He needs a hat to hang up in my flat and call it home. No time at all, I find we're very much in love, and I'm blushing like a sentimental slob. And he's kissing me and hugging me, and all the time he's bugging me to go out and try to find myself a better paying job. 'Comes July, it's 98 degrees. He wants a coat, wants a fur-lined coat, fur collar, cuffs, the works. While I really didn't begrudge it when I figured out my budget for that coat, I had to dance with something like 1,100 jerks. Now comes February, 10 degrees, I need a coat. Need a coat to walk his poodle that I bought. So he gives me his old sweatshirt, a muffler and a stretcher, and I give to him the bronchial pneumonia that I caught. Then I give him pocket money, poker money, smoking money, skating money, bowling money, movie money, haircut money, shoe shine money, money for a bill from Louie's bar, money for a bill from Maxie's bar, money for a bill from Charlie's bar. But will he ask for Subway money? Nah, he won't want Subway money. 'Cause it turns out the bum wants to go to Florida. Come on down. Now hear this and get this, oh Susanna, amen. This big fat heart ain't gonna be torn apart ever, ever, ever again. Olé!
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Fun, laughs, good times. What a way to describe Broadway to Main Street and Sweet Charity. That was Peggy Lee's single version, which was so swell. The dance hall girls that Charity hangs out with is a part of go to a dance hall where girls have to defend themselves to music in Neil Simon's rather imaginative libretto. Well, Charity manages to find herself at a big fancy party with an Italian film star, and here is Cy Coleman's unbelievable dance music to that particular party.
On a bedspread made of three kinds of fur. All I can say is, wow, wait till the riff and raff see just exactly how he signed his autograph. What a build up, holy cow! They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now. Ciao, Vittorio, baby. They could see me now alone with Mr. B, who's waiting on me like he was a maitre d'. I hear my buddy saying, crazy what gives, tonight she's living like the other. other half lives to think the highest brow, which I must say is he, could pick the lowest brow, which there's no doubt is me. What a step up, holy cow, they'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Well, that was the effervescent Juliet Prowse, who played Charity in the London version. She had a lot of talent, too. That big hit song. And she's hiding in a closet while she's waiting for this foreign Italian film star to, I don't know, give up his life for her. But of course, that doesn't happen because she is a girl with a broken heart. Here's a wonderful ballad from Sweet Charity, sung by Jerry Vale, who makes his debut here on Broadway to Main Street. A beautiful ballad, lyrics by Dorothy Fields from Sweet Charity.
Please don't go, my love. I'm frightened of too many tomorrows around this haunted place. If I set you free, what's left for me? I simply cannot face those passionate words we find to grieve each other. Do not mean we'd leave each other, so come fill my arms, and we'll forget the meaningless sorrows each time we say we're if you stay with me.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and do it. There's gotta be some respectable trade. There's gotta be something easy to learn. And when I find me something something I ever can learn. I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up and learn it. All these jokers, how I hate them, with their groping, grabbing, clutching, clenching, strangling, handling, fumbling, pinching. Fooey! There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, live it!
I got it. I have got it.
What?
I am gonna be a receptionist in one of those glass skyscrapers, 9 to 5, my own typewriter,
yeah,
and water coolers, and office parties. Ooh, and coffee breaks. Wow.
When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, do it!
Hey, me too, me too. I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go right to the top. I am gonna be a hatchet girl at one of them East Side high class restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, a tray full of cigarettes costing 60 cents a pack and keep the change. And all those hats coming in. Derbies, Hamburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather.
Check your hat, sir. Check your coat, sir. Check your vest, sir. Check your pants. Check your socks, sir. Check your shoes, sir. I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir. Check your ears, sir. Check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you. And you check me.
Me too, I'm gonna get out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know, just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later.
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, live it!
Well, is there anything better than the score to Sweet Charity? I'm not sure. The Broadway success, it ran over 608 performances. Well, not over, it ran 608 performances, for Pete's sake. Turned into a 1969 film, which was Bob Fosse's first film as a director. And that was Shirley MacLaine who took over for Charity. I think she felt a little bad about it, but Both she and Gwen Verdon knew that they needed a big box office star, and that's the amazing Paula Kelly and Chita Rivera with her. And that is the end of Act One of Sweet Charity, and it's such a great score that a lot of little extras and things that are also pretty terrific. Here is a song written for McLean for the film, her introduction song, and it is sung impeccably and beautifully by Bobby Short.
My personal property, right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, the Lincoln Center and the great UN, it's all my personal property. Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From the Yonkers Raceway down to Bowling Green, I own everything around and all the in-between. It's all my personal property. The planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium I also own. And since today I feel New York is really my personal property, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I like you very much, so very, very much. I'm gonna split it with you. Today I feel New York is really my personal property, right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, the Lincoln Center and the great UN, it's all my personal property. Zoo and Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From the Yonkers Raceway down to Bowling Green, I own everything around it, all the in-between. It's all my personal property. The planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium I also own. And since today I feel New York is really my personal property, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Since I like you very much, so very, very much, I'm gonna split it with you. Since I like you very much, so very, very much,
chin stubborn and strong, his ears his nose a little long. Still, it's a gentle face, a little square, a little corny. It's a sentimental face. If he'd smile, he'd look like so. When he's mad, he'd look like so. So another pretty face, but you know, it's a very, very, very nice face.
And That's a Nice Song, written expressly for the film of Sweet Charity. That was Jacqueline Dankworth singing that number. She is the daughter of Cleo Lane, but extremely talented in her own right. Sweet Charity, the musical we're looking at today, opened in January of 1966. It reopened the Palace Theater, which had been largely a movie theater for many decades. And as the curtain rises on Act Two, we are introduced to the character of Oscar, a mild-mannered accountant, a schlemiel so decent, we hope that Charity Hope Valentine winds up with him. Here is the composer himself, Cy Coleman, to sing Oscar's introductory song.
When I'm so jittery, my knees buckle, ice water tickles my spine. I'm trapped like a butterfly in a net. Then I say to myself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met. I chew my fingernails to the knuckle, those teeth that chatter are mine. So I stop and light up a cigarette. And I say to myself, I'm the bravest individual I have ever met. This game makes very good sense. I get results. Now isn't that great? Get back my confidence and an even pulse. 78. So when I panic and think each day I've come to the end of the line, then I say that fear hasn't licked me yet. I keep telling myself I'm the bravest individual I have ever met. This game makes very good sense. I get results. Now isn't that great? Get back my confidence and an even pulse. 78. So when I panic and think each day I've come to the end of the line, then I say that fear hasn't licked me yet. I keep telling myself I'm the strongest, soundest, stoical, daringest, manliest, most heroical. I'm the bravest individual I have ever met.
Daddy, And he started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, "Go for Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen."
And the voice said, "Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life." And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life, to feel the powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet. Daddy, go.
He spread the gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge,
blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With the pie-eyed piper blowing, while the mustard tail was flowing, all the cats went go-go-going
down below.
Daddy was a new sensation.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy.
Swim, swim, swim to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. To feel the rhythm of life, to feel that powerful beat, to feel the tingle in your fingers, to feel the tingle in your feet.
And fly to your daddy. Take a dive and swim to your daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to your daddy.
Daddy, hit the rhythm of life, of life, of life, of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Yeah.
Sock it to me.
Yeah.
Let it all hang out.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I just stuck Sammy Davis Jr. in, because I always try to. But no, he played Big Daddy in the film version, A Chance to Work with Bob Fosse. Great number. So full of life. Well, so much of Sweet Charity was so inventive that obviously there was more creativity to go around than you could stuff into 2.5 hours in a Broadway show. Here is a song originally written for the character of Oscar, the shy accountant, but it was just too peppy and for the character as it evolved in the course of rehearsals out of town. So it was cut. It's recorded by Barbara Streisand, and then you'll hear the song that made it into the show. Same melody, different lyrics. And then you'll hear the version of the same song that was written for the film. So a triple header of Sweet Charity songs. Lyrics by Carolyn Lee. Music by Cy Coleman. First, Barbara Streisand.
Laugh all you want to, but I'm holding on to you right. From here on in, you wanna bet you'll slough me off, and I'll beg till you soften, and 10-1 I'll win. You wanna bet on me? Call me a pest, but quite strangely you'll be impressed. It's destiny then, by and by you and I will be we. What a great duet! You wait and see, though you don't agree.
A man with no dream and no plan. Then one crazy night I found sweet charity. You make life fun for me. Oh, what it's done for me having you around. Sweet charity, warm words I've never said lately, pop off the top of my head. Incredible if by and by you and I should be we. I could touch the sky quite easily. So if you are free, sweet charity, please belong to me. Sweet, sweet charity, please belong to me. Warm words I've never said lately, pop off the top of my head. Incredible if by and by you and I should be we. I could touch the sky quite easily. So if you are free, sweet charity, please belong to me. Sweet charity, please.
Charity, you
make life fun for me. Oh, what it's done for me, having you around, sweet charity. Warm words I've never said lately pop off the top of my head. It's incredible. Suddenly I'm the guy I never dared to be. Watch me touch the sky quite easily. So if you are free, sweet charity, please belong to me. Sweet charity, please belong to me. Sweet charity. Sweet charity, please belong to me. Sweet charity, please belong to me. Sweet charity, please belong to me.
That is Greg Edelman from a concert version singing the film eponymous title song of Sweet Charity. Dorothy Fields had a career second to none. We'll do an all Dorothy Fields episode sometime very, very soon. And she had been of a completely older generation than Cy Coleman, and he had broken up with the lyricist Carolyn Lee, and I think ran into her at a party, and she said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm working on this new show, but I need a lyricist." And she said, "How about me, pal?" And Cy Coleman said, "Gosh, of course." And her lyrics are so smart, so classical, so character-oriented, so sassy. Here is Dionne Warwick to sing what is, for me, one of the great 11 o'clock numbers, well, more like 10-15 numbers in Broadway history.
Where am I going? And what will I find? What's in this grab bag that I call my mind? What am I doing alone on the shelf? Ain't it a shame, but there's no one to blame but myself. Way is clean when you've lost your way year after year. Do I keep falling in love, or just a kick going in, staggering through the thin and thin of it, hating each other and tired trick of it? Know what I am, I'm good and sick of it. Where am I going? Why do I care? Run to the Bronx or Washington Square. No matter where I run, I'll meet myself there looking inside me. I meet myself.
Well, I know where we're going. We're going to the finale of the great score to Sweet Charity here on Broadway to Main Street. And Sweet Charity, in addition to being a landmark musical of the 1960s, is one of the great New York City musicals from the Bronx to Washington Square. Let us end where we began with the great Gwen Verdon. This is a number that Bob Fosse choreographed the heck out of, and we're so happy to spend an hour with the great brass band that was Gwen Verdon.
Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Somebody loves me. My heart is beating so fast. All kinds of music is pouring out of me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band, I'm a harpsichord, I'm a clarinet, I'm the Philadelphia Orchestra, I'm the modern jazz quartet, I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bells of St. Peter's in Rome, I'm tissue paper on a comb, and all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last.
She's a clarinet.
That's me.
She's the Philadelphia Orchestra and the modern jazz quartet. She's the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. She's the bells of St. Peter's in Rome. She's tissue paper on a
Somebody loves me. At last.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.